Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
Delighted to welcome to the Education and Training Show, Abdul Ansari from Harrogate College. Thanks for joining me, Abdul.
Thank you.
Abdul, you've got a brand new course that you're going to be the course leader on at the college. Now, this is quite specific. This is a course for people with a specific area of expertise. Can you just tell us what the course is?
Yeah, sure. The course itself is a HNC in Health and Social Care, and it's pretty new. We're introducing it this year at Harrogate College.
And just for people who don't know, a HNC stands for...
It's a higher national course.
A higher national course, brilliant. And this is specifically for people who've already got a bit of a background in something to do with health and social care.
Yes, it's designed for people who've already got a level 3 qualification in either in a health and social care field. So either they've done a level 3 qualification in health and social care, childcare, social care, areas like that.
And why would somebody want to come and do this? What's that going to do for them and their careers?
Oh, well, it's a great prospect, because one of the things that you can do once you complete this HNC course, because it's regarded as a level 4 qualification, you can then move on to a level 5 qualification, which is a HND, or otherwise known as a high national diploma, which allows for basically progression into the workforce to higher levels like senior management.
Okay, just for anybody who doesn't know, because I think sometimes if you're a very... If you had a very traditional education and you did the whole GCSEs to A-levels to university kind of route to BA, BSc kind of degree, you might not quite understand where those levels hit in. So this is a level
four.
And level four is roughly equivalent to?
Between A-levels and undergraduates.
Okay. So it's sort of that stepping stone.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone, exactly.
Fantastic. And what kind of things can people expect to be doing on this course?
Oh, well, you'll be doing things like, looking at topics like the principles of health and social care, you'll be looking at communication, you'll be looking at the roles of public health in health and social care itself. For my subject, for example, you'll be doing a bit of anatomy and physiology, and we'll be looking at some great stuff in that topic. Ideally, we'll be doing hopefully some dissections, for example.
Oh, wow.
Which would be quite nice.
So quite sciencey.
Very sciencey. That will be one aspect. Other aspects will include a bit of psychology, a bit of communication, a wide range of different subjects.
Because I suppose it's important if you're working in the health and social care field that you know a bit about the science behind it, but equally you need the people skills, don't you?
Absolutely. You do need to know all sides, really. It will make you a more rounded course itself.
Because care is the important word there.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Essentially, yeah.
So what kind of things would people go on to? Could you give me an example, perhaps, of somebody who might come on this course, what they might be doing now and where they might be hoping to go by the end of it?
Yeah, somebody who's doing a care assistant at the moment could do this course, and then once they complete this course, they can then move on and move on to the management level.
So this is a great way for somebody to sort of supplement their practical knowledge that they've
Absolutely.
Learned by being a care assistant,
yes.
Which, you know, there's quite a big industry for care assistants at the moment, isn't there?
That's correct. It's designed for people who have done some education, who haven't done as well as in education as they think they have done. And it's an opportunity for them to basically go back into education, get the qualifications required to move on to the higher levels of employment.
So this is perfect for somebody who maybe left school, thought, school wasn't for me, I didn't do particularly well, it wasn't great at education. They've gone off and found themselves working in the health and social care field. And this is a way for them to come back into education, isn't it? So really well suited for mature students.
Yes, this is basically an opportunity for people who've gone into a care assistant who are thinking, what else can I do? How can I progress further? Education, the problem with education sometimes is that you have to go back into education full time. This is not full time, this is part time. This is an opportunity for those people to basically come back into education, get the skills and qualifications needed to move on.
Great stuff. And if it's part-time, how does that work? When would you expect to be in?
This is a part-time course. It will run one day on a Mondays. It's planned to run on a Monday from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it will run part-time for 2 years.
People can work that in around their schedules.
Absolutely,
and still continue
yes.
to their job. In that example, a care
yes.
assistant could continue working in their,
that's
in their
the
job.
That's the plan, yeah. They? Ideally, at the moment, we're looking for people who are already working with the health and social care sector. You can use that experience as part of the... requirements of the practice code. If, on the other hand, you aren't working at the moment, we can provide an opportunity for some voluntary placements.
Oh, right. Great.
As well. So we are trying to cater as much as we can for this.
So if this is of interest to you, it's well worth getting in touch with the college, isn't it?
That's correct,
and
yes.
even if you're not working currently in the health and social care field, but you would like to, it's worth getting in touch with the college, because this might not be the right course for you, but there probably is one, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, with this being sort of personal development, career development kind of course, people will be thinking, well, there's going to be a cost attached to this. There is a cost attached to it, but you can get in touch with the college for support on that. And it would be well worth talking to your employer as well, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. I mean, in terms of if you wanted to talk to the college itself about the fees, a best person to talk to would be somebody like Pamela Webb, who would be looking at the finance, and you can talk to her, and she can tell you about all the amounts, all the fees that you require for this.
Yeah, and any support that might be available to you as well, of course. And as I say, probably worth talking to your employer if you are working in it, because as part of their staff development, they might be willing to help you through it.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, Abdul, for coming in today. If you want to find out more about this course and, of course, all the other courses that Harrogate College offer, and there are plenty of them, head to the website, which is harrogate.ac.uk.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.